A flight takes off or lands at Reagan National Airport's main runway every 60 seconds. Despite the taxing schedule and warnings about the airport's dangers, Congress added 5 flight slots at DCA last year, an extra 5 takeoffs and 5 landings per day. At the time, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia sounded the alarm. He told his colleagues the airport was overburdened. "You're going to do it to convenience a few dozen members, at the expense of everybody who lives around this airport who would potentially be victimized if there was some kind of a collision," Kaine said. "That's exactly what happened Wednesday when an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided midair. There were 64 souls on board the plane and 3 on the helicopter. No one survived. The American Airlines flight involved in the crash was using one of the newly created slots. DCA was built for 15 million passengers a year, in and out on 3 runways. It's currently at 25 million on 1 runway. Members are being asked if they made a mistake adding flights to an airport they knew was already beyond its intended capacity. Right now, they say it's too soon to know. We'll get the answers, and then, you know, my colleagues and I will figure out what steps need to be taken," Kaine said. Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, said he too has had concerns about the airport and admitted it's challenging to land there. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer said, "We've all experienced multiple times the weaving to get a perfect landing direction, how quickly the brakes have to go on, how steep the ascent and descent is at Reagan. It's complicated. Only the most experienced, best pilots can do it," Cramer said. "The problem is, Reagan can't expand. It has the Potomac River to the east and south and a fully developed Crystal City, Virginia to the west. So as planes get bigger, its 7,169-foot runway stays the same. Whenever I'm at Reagan and I see new gates being built, the terminal getting larger, realizing that there'll never be another inch of runway and that the skies are pretty congested, I often think there's too much activity for this small plot of land, and I'm sure there'll be a reevaluation of all of that," Cramer said. The NTSB, FAA, and Army are investigating.